This is Diane Roberts bringing you writing from Florida State University. Diane Neary is an award-winning PhD candidate at FSU and teaches creative writing in the Florida prison system.
September 2009, San Quentin, California. The Trash Pickers. At 4 a.m. every morning, the pop of the locks awakens 64 men on his tier. Fluorescent lights made doubly vulgar when they rest him from a pleasant dream. David Giesecke never knows if the night is day or day is night. By 5 a.m., he arrives at the dump, where he sifts through the entire prison's trash, separating recyclables from bleach-soaked paper towels and compost glued to condoms with wads of gum. The job generates $2,000 a day for San Quentin State Prison. David is compensated 30 cents per hour. What makes the job worth his constant infections are the view of a morning sunrise in the open air and an unremitting stream of contraband. Rolling tobacco, sugar packets, a magazine with most pages still intact, and letters, tons of letters. Giesecke has now amassed a collection of weird, sad scrawl. Sifting through tiny milk cartons this morning, he finds a card that must have been part of a child's game. What do you think about sarcastic remarks? Perhaps he, too, can build something beautiful of so much garbage, the way others fashion belts from shredded plastic bags of Doritos or baskets woven of Cheerios boxes. Most days, those handicrafts are as honest as it gets in here.